Houston, Sophie on 2 for ITCS. Houston's with you, Sophie. Looking for a go and step size, decimal size. We are checking on that, Sophie. It'll take us just a few minutes.
No worries. Take your time.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and ITCS.
She's with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie, it's taking us just a little bit longer than we planned, so give us about another 5 minutes to give you that go.
No worries. Take your time. I'm here. I'm not moving.
Thanks for being flexible. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie. You are go in step 5.5.
Houston from Sophie. Go step 5.5. Thank you.
Houston copies.
Let's see. Station on 2 for ITCS maintenance canister installation.
Station on 2, Anil.
Hey, good to hear your voice. Sophie's done with her activity, and I could get started early if you're ready for it.
We're ready, but this is NASA activity, so Capcom will give you a go.
And Bill, this is Houston on 2. We are go for you to start that, and steps 1.1 and 1.2 are complete.
All right, I'll start. Thanks.
Next station, taps on 2, E4D. On 2 or on 4?
Hi, Jack. Munich's with you on 2. Just to let you know, the team will take the call on 4.
Thanks.
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Anil in the lab.
With you on 2.
Hey, Anil. We see you in the lab. We think you might be in step 4.1. If so, we can tell you that the positions are both closed. And if you have the pressures from the previous step, we would like to hear those before you move on.
Good thing. On the ISA, it was 747. TCS was 748.86. Less than 2.
Houston copies. And Anil, you're go for step 4.2.
Move into 4.2. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Anil and ITCS maintenance.
Anil on 2.
Hey, Anil, it's Houston. We just have a couple notes for you. First, Occam's is down, so we can't see any of your crew notes if you're making those with any serial numbers, barcodes, pressure readings, or anything. Probably won't have that back up until after midday meal, so if you could call those down, we'd appreciate it. And then later on in your procedure, there's a couple SIPSI calls. We'll coordinate those here on the ground, so you can just call Houston to keep the comm more streamlined.
Sounds great. I like the efficiency in the ISA pressure module was 509 Mike as the serial number.
Houston copies. Thanks for the call down.
Houston, station on 2 for ITCS maintenance.
We're with you on 2, Anil.
Hey, in 4.11, vacuum access assembly is secure. Go for ground commanding.
Houston copies. Station Houston on 2 for Anil and ITCS.
Anil's with you on 2.
Hey, Anil, we're ready for you to don earplugs for the ice event, including any crew in vicinity. Loud hissing noise may be heard during the vent.
Copy. Ready. Go.
Houston copies.
Houston Anil on 2 has notified everyone.
Houston copies. Thanks, Anil. Station Houston on 2 for Anil and ITCS.
Anil on 2.
Hey, Anil, you are go to doff your earplugs. We have the 3-minute thermal stabilization, and then we'll let you know when we're ready for 5.9.
Doffing earplugs.
For Anil on 2, we are go for 5.9.
Anil's go. Houston station on 2 for ITCS, step 5.10.
Houston's with you on 2, Anil.
T3 is 1.2 and T4 is 2.8.
Houston copies. Good leak check.
Houston station on 2 earplugs on. Go for ground commanding.
Houston copies. Station Houston on 2 for a nil. We are go for you to start 7.6.
Nil go for 7.6.
Good read back.
Houston, ANOA on 2, pressure is less than 5 millimeters. Mercury, go for commanding.
Houston copies. Station Houston on 2 for ANOA, we're ready in 8.3.
ANOA's picking up 8.3. Houston, ANOA on 2 for pressure.
Ready on 2, ANOA.
P5 is 0.6, P6 is 1.8.
Houston copies. Good leak check.
Houston, ANOA on 2, looking for a go in 10.1.
ANOA, I can give you a go in 10.1. SIPSI's ready for you to connect the ITCS maintenance canister.
And Houston, station on 2 for ITCS.
What's on 2, ANOA?
ITCS maintenance canister connected to MTL return in 10.7.
Houston copies. Station Houston on 2 for a nil. SIPSI has confirmed you are go for 10.9.
Roland, 10.9.
The station tracks on 2 for robot prep.
Copy. Preparation test completion. Thank you.
Cuba, Jackson 2. I've removed all the temp stow. I think that sticks out quite a bit. There's some wires in the laptop there. I think that still all meets your intent. I just wanted to double check with you that you guys are happy with the way the area looks.
And Houston station on 2, earplugs on, go for commanding in 11.2.
Houston copies.
Station Scuba on spaceground 2, back with you, Jack. We are happy with the configuration. Thank you for the confirmation.
Thanks.
And Munich station on 2 for Relax Pro on the NILS timeline.
Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, I was wondering if I could just do the watch reset now.
And Anil, yes, you are go to start now.
Thank you.
Station Munich on the space to ground 2 for Anil. And Luminar reboot, no response required, but please come back to Munich and let us know when you start the reboot.
Reboot started and completed, and battery percentage remaining is 16 days, and I'm just wiping it down and I'll put it away.
And thanks, Anil. Munich copy, 16 days.
Station Houston on 2 for Anil and ITCS.
Anil on 2.
All right, Anil, we are ready for you in 12.1.
Listen to 12.1. Munich, station on 2. Lumina has been rebooted.
And Munich on 2. We copy.
Houston, station on 2 for PTC.
With you on 2, Jessica.
It's funny, you know, I haven't been able to get in successfully to my PPC using the same link, and I've tried both the link and the meeting info. I usually don't have a problem with this one for the PPC, but I'm just still stuck in the waiting room.
Copy. We're checking on it.
Okay, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica. It looks like flight was able to let you in. We're still waiting for the docs.
Yep, I see that I'm in, but nobody else is here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Station Houston for Jessica on 2. It looks like we're going to have to reschedule that PPC. Sorry for that today.
Okay, no problem. I'm feeling pretty stable, so I think my crew will be able to keep me in check for this week. Thank you.
Glad you have some excellent crewmates up there.
I mean, we even have Dr. Menon now, so he can play many roles.
Doctor in the space house is always good.
Houston, Jackson, the Deuce 4, Scram, relocate.
With you on 2, Jack.
Do you have any issue with me adding some Velcro to the 4-bed CO2 acoustic blanket to help secure the Scram? The stuff that's on there is, I'm a little concerned, it's going to be insufficient. I think the way Velcro adheres, I would put some Kapton tape down first right onto the scrubber blanket and then put the sticky Velcro on top of the Kapton.
Copy, checking. And station Houston for Jack. On the Deuce, you are go to add Velcro with Kapton tape.
Good day, station on 2, Anil looking for Lumina Go.
Hey, Anil Munich is with you on 2, and you have the go.
Columbus station on 2 for Lumina, 11.15, checking if parameter setting is complete.
And station, this is Munich on Space to Ground 2, we copy, and you are go to continue with the procedure. Thank you.
And Munich station on 2 for Lumina.
Munich is with you on 2.
The execution note, it says copy all CSV files from 260702 to today in the root folder of the dual drive. When I look at the root folder of the dual drive, there are zero files from 2026. I removed a SanDisk dual drive from the Lumina serial number 018LUM02ECHO, and that's the one I was looking in the root folder of.
And we copy. Can you see anything at all in the root folder or in the USB folder?
Yes, in the root folder, there are data debug, data IRs, but they're all dating from 2024 to 2025, nothing in 2026.
And we copy. We are checking on ground. Take a couple of few of minutes for us and come back to you.
Sorry. I think the confusion might be the date modified in the details is 20. It shows up as 2025, but I see that the labeling nomenclature of the file itself does have a 2026 on it, so I can move those folders that fit that description that are named that way, even though that the date modified shows that it's old. It's probably some strange time stamp anomaly.
And we copy, and we are getting from our experts here on ground that that's a good way to proceed. You should look at that name.
And Munich station on 260 files were copied over.
We copy, and it sounds like a good number. Thank you very much.
Station on 2 for iPad.
With you on 2 for iPad.
I was just wondering if you guys, if Pluto, I think maybe have a Pluto on console now, and I was wondering if they are finished with the setup for the iPads that were reset, so basically Chris's and Sergey's. Just asking because we like to have one as a floater set up in node 1, and I was wondering if I could take one of those off the chargers and use it now.
And we did complete all that work. You can feel free to take one as a floater. Just give us a serial number if you don't mind.
Okay, sure thing. I will take 1070, and we will put that one in node 1.
1070 in node 1, thanks.
Huntsville station on 2 for Nevada Vision Screening.
Jessica Huntsville's with you on 2.
Yeah, just had a couple big picture questions. Kind of wondering what the hypothesis is here for why the different body positions will matter. It seems to me, based on what we experienced last time, like it didn't matter what you were doing, basically the responses were just like chaotic in every direction. They weren't like in one particular direction. They were just like all over the place, which I assume has something to do with the fact that there's no gravitational vector up here and or something to do with the constant acceleration. So my guess is that different body positions are not going to change anything. I'm very happy to try it and step through it. But I guess I was just kind of looking for a big picture of what we thought might happen.
And Jessica, we copy. Give us just one moment to get you some good words here.
Okay, two other
brief questions while we're looking at that. I don't see any steps to put the batteries back into the controllers. We were instructed to remove them last time, so I guess I'll just go ahead and put the batteries in now. And then will we be staying on 2 or going over to 3 or 4 for this?
So for your first part, yes, we do need to have batteries in the controllers as you figured there. And for the second part, we will be using Space to Ground 3 to make sure we have good comms.
Let me copy. I'll switch over to 3 now, and I'll take any answers there. Thank you.
Houston, station Mill on 2, looking for a go, ITCS, step 13.1.
Anil, we can give you that go. Go on 13.1.
Houston, Mill on 2, ITCS, maintenance canister fully connected.
Copy, canister is fully connected.
Station Jackson 2, safety video follow-up, step 2.02. I guess that's Stotrek, step 2.02.
Jack, Houston's with you in 2.
Just want to make sure I'm looking at the right thing. I'm supposed to identify the lab deck forward oxygen diffuser port. And I think that's the silver square thing with the black hole in the center that's in the good configuration picture that's in this Stotrek step. Can you confirm that for me?
We're checking.
Jack, we're with you on 2. Yes, it's the little silver square with the black dot in the middle. That's the location I'm trying to clear.
Okay. I hear what you guys are saying. And the current configuration of that particular panel looks nearly identical to the bad configuration photo example. There's a tree trunk worth of Cat 5 cable that's right in front of it. It's all going into a foam protector that's protecting all the connections to the 24 connector that's on the starboard side of deck 1. And also on deck 1 is another giant foam piece. I can figure out what's underneath that, I guess. I'm not sure what's underneath it, but that's pinning the other foam piece that's connecting, protecting the 24 connector against the wall. I guess all this to be said, in order to create a 6-inch clearance around that port, we're going to have to move all of these cables and re-protect them while they're entrance point to the 24 cable. I don't think this is something that can be solved in a couple minutes. I think it's going to require quite a bit of thought on how we're going to move those cables.
Okay, Jack, we understand we can't clear this one up today. If you can maybe just give us some overall photos of the configuration so we have a good understanding of the foam situation and we can maybe strategize a future plan for this one.
Sounds great. I'll grab some photos and put them in a safety video folder for downline called safety video.
Copy, thank you.
Stand station, Jackson 2, step 3.02, safety survey, Stotrek.
With you in 2.02.
Looking at this MCA sample port node 3, there are a maze of wires down here partially obscuring. I could do some sort of temporary fix here of velcroing some things back or whatever, but I think the real answer is getting a go to unpower UOP 3. That's kind of co-located with the MCA sample, allowing me to unplug and untangle a bunch of these wires and do a real reorg so we're not just kicking the can down the road, that it's actually in a condition that will stay relatively organized and clear of the MCA port. Thoughts on UOP 3 power down? Is that something that could happen today, or is that something that you guys will need a little bit of time to look at?
Okay, Jack, we're checking what's downstream of the UOP to see if that's something we can turn around quickly.
Okay, awesome. It's probably like a good 45 minutes or an hour worth of cable reorganization to make it look pretty down here. So I might have a slot between my E4D debrief and my PMC later today. If you guys are able to turn it down, otherwise love the chance to reorganize these wires at a later date.
Okay. Copy that.
Munich from Sophie on 2.
Sophie, Munich is with you on 2.
Hello, good afternoon. I just wanted to let you know that I've tried to connect to the E4D debrief, but it says that I'm in the lobby waiting for someone to let me in the meeting.
We copy and we'll have a look at it. Please stand by one.
Thank you.
Houston Station, Jackson 2, your go for OCT setup on SSC 17.
Check, we copy SSC 17.
Station, Unicorn Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Teams.
Yeah, music from Sophie. We are in good contact with Sergio right now, so I think it's in good work.
Glad to hear it.
Thank you for your help.
Station Houston on 2 for O'Neill and PEC.
Council Station on 2 for Nevada Vision.
Council's with you on 2, go ahead.
For step 3.13, all the files have been put into the 4 Huntsville, Nevada Vision folder. FYI, there was no folder on SSC 13, so I created the Nevada Vision at that destination.
We copy, Jessica. Thanks for the heads up.
No problem. Houston Station on 2 for SSC 13.
Go ahead to SSC 13.
Michael, just wondering, I noticed that SSC 13 is actually still logged on as Chris's username and has his email and stuff on it. So should I log out and just log in as our generic ISS crew 1?
Jessica, that's a great forward plan. Go for that.
Okay, just one question. I just downloaded these files for the Nevada Vision activity for Huntsville on this SSC when it was logged into Chris. So if I log out and log back in, will that matter? Will they still be able to access those?
We're checking.
Right, copy. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and SSC follow-up.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we actually were planning to do some cleanup on this SSC tomorrow. So just so we don't mess up anything with the imagery, we'll just take care of everything from here and clean things up tomorrow.
Okay, so I'll just leave it as Chris's login for now.
Good words, and we'll get you logged in properly tomorrow.
Okay, copy. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Anil. Station Houston on 2 for any available crew member and hypervisor to 2. Station Houston on 2 for hypervisor.
Right on 2.
Oh, if you've got a minute, hypervisor 2 appears to be offline. We'd like to have the crew check it out at Lab 1, Overhead 1.
Okay, sure thing. I'll float over there in just a second. Houston Station on 2 for hypervisor.
We're with you.
I see nothing on Hypervisor 2, just a black screen, no lights or anything in the keyboard.
Okay, copy. That would explain it. If you can give the power button a 20-second press and hold, then release it, and then power it on, we'll see if we can get back online.
Yeah, I'll try that, and I'm sure you guys are tracking. We had problems with this one yesterday. There were some errors that Sophie sent down to the ground yesterday.
That's affirmative. Pluto mentioned that you probably didn't need any help finding it because y'all are familiar with Hypervisor 2 at this point.
Station Jax on 2. I think that the task I have for you guys this afternoon is just on call, so I'll be waiting for you guys to give me a call if you need me to do something with the robot.
Houston Station on 2 for Hypervisor 2.
Go ahead, Hypervisor 2.
Michael, I know that Chris had been working on this at some point, I think maybe last week, because we remember hearing some calls about it, but none of us are aware of what the outcome was. The cobalt brick that is powering Hypervisor 2 has an intermittent LED, so the cobalt brick itself is powered on. When I came over to it, I was like, oh, well, the output power light is not on, but then it seems like randomly I'll see a flash from that, so it seems to be intermittently passing power, which I think is the reason. Yeah, it's giving me like a beep every several long seconds, and Hypervisor 2 will not power on, so I think it's basically dead and it's not getting power.
Jessica, we're talking.
Station's good on Space Nine.
Obviously, we were back when it was reported previously, but I don't, we're not aware of how. Maybe one of you guys is.
Okay, Jessica, we're going to have a satellite hand over here in a little bit. We're still chatting here.
Copy.
Administration to Command Station and 2 for Jack. Thank you for calling. So far we have nothing for you, so you don't have to walk on a gym camera robot. And we're going to call you once we need it. Thank you very much for calling.
Back copies and no worries.
Thank you.
Station 2 for follow-up on Cobalt Brick.
30 seconds to LOS, but we're listening.
This one does ring a little bit more of a bell. This is basically the power cable for this one. It's serial number 1008, and it's actually like got three heads on it, so it goes to three different Cobalt Bricks. HV1, the one that HV2 is on, and then another one that has nothing plugged into it. So.
Station 2 for Jessica.
Go ahead.
Okay, I think we got most of your call. You were talking about the powered cable having three heads and going to three different bricks. What was the rest of the call?
Yeah, I remember that. That's ringing the bells well from when this happened with Chris. So basically, those are both going in. There's three outputs that are going into switch 3 of the PS120 box that it's plugged into. One going to the hypervisor 1 cobalt brick, one going to the hypervisor 2 cobalt brick, and then the other one going to a third cobalt brick that has nothing attached to it. So obviously it's passing power to the cobalt brick, but the hypervisor 1 cobalt brick has a nice solid LED like normal, but the hypervisor 2 cobalt brick has intermittently flashing LED.
Okay, that's actually really helpful information. Based on our understanding of the problem, we think there's actually an internal power issue associated with the G9 laptop that's now impacting the hypervisor 2, and that intermittent light would actually match up with that. I think at this point our plan forward is we're going to have to get a new hypervisor 2 put together, and we are putting together that plan right now. Just big picture, this is going to impact all of your ops products. So don't refresh your timeline, and procedures, if they won't come up, you may have to use the backup IPV.
Okay, we copy all on that. Just let us know what you'd like us to do.
Welcome. And Jessica, for you, one of the other impacts of this is we can't do the ground commanding we need for the recycle tank drain to actually perform that drain, so let's hold off on your setup activity for recycle tank drain.
Copy, I'll hold on the recycle tank activities. Station on 2 for SC21.
Jessica, go ahead for SC21.
Michael, since I can't get that procedure, but I do believe I completed it for the plan, I just wanted to give you the serial numbers. So I basically took out the hard drive and the UltraBray drive from the old SC21, and I put the drive into a new ZBook. The new ZBook is serial number 11Whiskey8Whiskey. And the old hard drive, I'm assuming you guys have those numbers already because they were the ones that were in SC21, but I'll give you those. So the old HDD was Yankee 6 Papa 1 Zulu Whiskey 9 7 November. And the old Ultra Bay drive was Yankee 6 Papa 2 1 Echo Uniform Golf November. And then the ones that I removed from the new ZBook and will stow, per the stow note, are for the HDD 06 Papa 2 Uniform Zulu Romeo 0 Foxtrot, and for the Ultra Bay drive 06 Papa 2 Uniform Zulu November November Foxtrot.
Okay, Jessica, we've copied all those down. Thanks for the report.
For that new config, I powered it on. I see a good light from the power cable, and I see good lights from the Ethernet cable. I had a screen that read getting devices ready, like after the initial boot up screen, but now I don't see anything on the screen.
Okay, we copy. We're going to have to take a look into that one. And Jessica, that'll...
Okay, I'll stand by then.
I was going to say, that's our action. You can consider the shell swap activity closed.
Okay, so go ahead and stow the removed drives and the old shell then for the stow note, or do you think I should leave them out for now in case we need to make any other changes?
Jessica, go to stow it.
Go to stow. All right, thanks, Michael.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and timeline at your convenience.
Back on the news for additional tasking.
All right, Jack, I got two items for you. The first is your 1520 purple activity. We can give you that go to power off OCT2. And then the second item is just following up on the MCA sample port for the video cleanup. Copied that there were 3 inches of around there. We also looked at the UOP3. The impacts to there are pretty severe, so we're not going to unpower UOP3. We're going to call your 3 inches of clearance you reported as good enough for today.
Okay, copy. I'm go for my 1520 OCT power down, and 3 inches is good enough.
Thanks for the report.
Sensation 2 for SSC.
Houston's with you for the SSC.
Now we just get to talk to you a ton since we don't have Ops products. Just wanted to let you know that that Node 1 Deck 4 Delta 1 location where I was supposed to show that old shell, that's completely full. So instead, I just put the old shell in Golf 1, the same location where I got the new one. So just letting you guys know so you can track that.
Okay, we copy. And we noticed that this wasn't that much calm early on, so we filled the hydrovisor because I really wanted to talk to you today.
Always here for you, buddy.
Station Houston on 2 for Hypervisor 2 retrieval and setup.
Go ahead, on 2.
Okay, Jessica, so our big picture plan is we're going to have to replace this Hypervisor 2 with a partially pre-configured backup, and I've got the stowage information when you are ready to jot it down.
Okay, Jack's going to float over and grab the mic, and he is going to take it, and I'm going to get to my relaxed pro activity.
Sounds like a good plan. And Jessica, while I do have you, all of your region recycle tank activities, that includes the offload Yidevé removal activities, are all going to be aborted for today.
Okay, copy. So I'll do the Relax Pro and then get into the Yidevé inspect, or I'll take over for Jack if he's going to be head to his other activities.
Good understanding.
Back on 2 for stowage.
Everybody knew this was going to be in PMM, didn't they? Okay, the hypervisor you're looking for is going to... my thoughts exactly. So the hypervisor you are going to be looking for is going to be in PMM 1, Deck 2, Locker Delta 2, in a 1.0 CTB serial number 5611. And then the laptop will be serial number 1006, and it should be marked as HV2.
All right, a new HV2 laptop, serial number 1006 in PMM, Deck 2, Delta 2 drawer, 1.0 CTB 5611.
That's a good copy. And then the next step will be replacing the existing Hypervisor 2 with this one. When you do that, unpower at the cobalt brick before you swap the power cable over. And then I have a storage location for the old one. It's not in PMM. I can give that information to you now, or we can hold it.
I'll take it out.
Okay, old Hypervisor will be going into a 1.0 CTB 5655. And that should be at Lab 1, Deck 1. It has some of the old hypervisors in there.
At a 1.05655, Lab 1, Deck 1 with the old hypervisors in. And when I get the new one out, I'm going to unpower the current one at the cobalt brick. Then I can disconnect the powered Ethernet and then swap them to the new one. And then you just want me to power on the new one?
That's affirmative. Plug it in, power in Ethernet, and turn it on.
All right, sounds good. I'll give you guys a call when that's done.
Munich, station on 2 for RelaxPro.
Jessica, Munich is with you on Space Program 2.
Yeah, I was just stepping into the RelaxPro watch config activity, and I was wondering if you guys could just walk me through the steps instead of, since we have no Ops products right now, instead of finding an SSC with IPv backup.
And yes, we can certainly do that.
Okay, perfect. Let me just find the watch, and then we can get started. I'll give you a call back in just a minute. Phoenix Station on 2 for RelaxPro.
And Jessica, we are with you on Space to Ground 2. We assume you have your smartwatch with you. With that, you can start by pressing the middle left button for 2 seconds.
Hey, copy. Middle left for 2 seconds. Do you want to do this stay on two, or should we switch over to 3 or 4?
We are fine with moving to 3 or 4.
Okay, I'll meet you on 3.
Houston Station, Jackson 2422, Stowage.
What did you check?
Yeah, the CTB for the old one, the 1.05655, that's supposed to be on Lab 1, Deck 1. It was. I remember that CTB being here a bunch of weeks, maybe a month or two ago, but it is not here now, and I do recollect that there was a discussion about having it moved. So I'm hoping maybe there's actually a note somewhere with an updated location for it.
Okay, we are checking.
Station Jack on 2 for HV2.
Jack, we're with you.
Okay, the new HV2 is powered up. There's a warning on the screen that this computer is only for authorized users, and it's waiting for an HV2 login.
Okay, we like that configuration. Pluto's authorized user. And Jack, just go ahead and stow the old laptop for now. We're still working on location for you, trying to not send you back to PMM.
Yeah, no worries. Happy to go back in there if you guys need me to. Not a big deal. But I'll tap stow and be standing by.
Okay, Jack, and then the next thing for you is your PMC. We think with all these issues, you may have trouble getting to that Jedi message for the Teams link. If you do have trouble, we can just reschedule this PMC, or if you feel like you need something, we can privatize the spacecraft.
Yeah, no worries. I've got a copy of the Jedi message saved on my desktop, so I will give it a go. Otherwise, we'll reschedule.
Okay, sounds perfect.
Houston, station on 2 for photo TV T2 check.
Houston's with you on 2, Neil. Okay, view looks good for the photo TV on T2.
Houston Station on 2 for Yeda Van Inspect.
Houston's with you for the Yeda Van Inspect.
Michael, for Yeda Van 1480, I can report nominal color, no particulates, and I would say the Yeda Van is about 90% full.
Okay, we copy all. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and storage location, low priority.
You are never low priority, sir. We are ready for your stowage notes.
All right, Jack. So for the failed hypervisor, we've got a new stowage location, and that is Node 1, Deck 4, Delta 1. There's a 1.0 CTV, 5582, and it's full of suspect hardware, so we're hoping it'll be right at home there.
All right, 5282. I was in Delta 1 yesterday and putting a laptop in there the last time I did a shell swap. I might have been 2 days ago, and it's pretty full. I'm not sure I'll be able to get another one in there. I think Jessica was in there, too, with the same struggle today as well, but I will have a look in there and see what I can do.
Okay, if it doesn't work, just let us know.
Michael, while we have you, we're wondering what the estimate on when we'll have OptiSonics back is.
Okay, and Jessica, the answer to that is about 2 hours. Pluto's working through some reconfig here and got a team in to help him.
Okay, copy. We will just continue to call down to speak to your lovely voice.
Makes it more fun. And Station Houston on Jack for the hypervisor stowage.
I'm certainly honored you guys would name Space Ground 2 after me.
Yeah, I thought that we've been talking enough. We might as well name it after you. For the hypervisor, it was our bad. You all did report earlier about that location being full. Alternate location we can give you is how about Node 1, Golf 1. Yeah, that's Node 1, Deck 4, Golf 1.
Houston Station on 2 for Yeda Bay.
Ready for Yeda Bay.
Same findings for 1484, nominal color, about 90% full. The one difference between the two is that 1480, the first one, had more bubbles in it. The 1484 has a pretty low amount of bubbles, like I would say maybe only 10% versus maybe 30% in the first one.
Copy, everything comparable, but less bubbles on 1484.
Affirm, I will close these up and I'll downlink the photos and video.
Two
Houston, Anil on 2 is ready for Photo TV T2 exercise.
Anil, we got a good view for T2. You're go to begin.
Houston station on 2 for stowage.
Houston's with you for stowage.
Hey, Michael, I'm wondering if you could look something up in IMS for me while we're still out. I'm looking for a work light USB power cable, like the USB-C to the USB-A, I believe it is, on the other end of the work light. I think they're in that node 1 location, but I can't remember which drawer on the deck.
We've got ISO on the case.
Thank you.
And Jessica on 2 for stowage answer.
You go.
We recommend trying deck 4, kilo 2.
Kilo 2, that sounds about right. Thanks.
Houston, Jack on 2 for OCD.
And Jack, you are go to be able to turn on the OCD if you need. Is that your question?
I just wanted to make sure that the hypervisor issue was not going to preclude that from happening this evening before I put those drops in my eye.
Negative, Jack. Our thought is that with the remote guider, they can guide you, and if we don't have a procedure, we're planning for OCT2 to proceed.
All right, good to know. Thanks very much.
Station on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, Michael, another crew note for you. I am going to deploy WorkLight USB power cable serial number 1009 in node 2, and this is to power a WorkLight for the VEG03 MNO op.
We've got the note.
Thanks, and I will call you momentarily to discuss the lab overhead 1 panel activity.
Copy.
Houston station on 2 for lab overhead 1 panel inspection.
Houston's with you.
All right, I'm going to give you the report on this panel, and just a side note, you know, I understand the background here. There's only one working fastener, and I think maybe that is historically why we stopped accessing this panel. In my previous mission, this was part of regular housekeeping, and we definitely had some, at least, broken fasteners back then. I can't remember if there were fewer than now, but we still always did that as part of our weekly housekeeping. Now it seems like that has gone away, but we are now readdressing doing it because that gathers so much stuff that it makes a lot of sense to do it. So having that background knowledge, I will give you the following report. Number one, is the lower left fastener still taped? I assume what the question says lower left, it means deck port. I'm like head towards zenith, and that would be lower left, and there is no fastener in lower left. There's only one fastener remaining in the panel, and that's basically, I guess, what you would call upper right. And that one is not taped, and it works normally. The other one, there is a fastener that is taped randomly on the panel, not into the lower left location, but just taped on the front face of the panel, and that was the one, obviously, that was broken.
Copy so far.
Okay, number two, do you want a handle on this panel, adding a strap or a tie wrap? I don't think that's necessary. When you just actuate the one working fastener, you know, it has that big kind of D-ring on it, and you just pull it out, and it's a little bit annoying to get the panel out because, like, it kind of feeds behind the overhead location and the port location, but it's possible to get it out. So I don't think a handle is necessary. For any tips, I don't think that alignment arrows are really necessary. I think it's pretty much intuitive because if you take it out, then you can kind of figure out how to put it back in the same orientation. But basically, let me stand by one. I'll just take it out and put it back in, and then I can give you the words at least.
Copy, standing by.
Okay, Michael, back with you. So my recommendation would be to basically you just kind of thread the panel up overhead and port kind of at the same time because those port and overhead edges go like into the adjacent racks. And there are a few cables to watch out for, but it's really pretty straightforward, so I don't really think it's a big deal at all. I don't think any arrows are necessary. And the fastener receptacles, the right upper one, it seems like I mentioned, that one is just in nominal shape. And I'm looking at the empty hole that is the receptacle for the broken one. and it just looks like a nominal empty hole. I don't see any signs of damage to it, but the panel that is taped to the front, it's missing, like the one that's working has like a little spacer on it as well, and that spacer component is missing from the one that is taped to the panel.
Okay, thanks. That was a really good report.
Okay, I'll take some photos and download it for you.
Station Houston on 2 for ComCheck.
Anil on 2.
Anil, thanks. We were just doing a ComCheck. Looks like we've got S-band back now.
Station on 2 for Nodal Major Hatch.
Houston's with you, here with you for the hatch.
Yeah, Michael, I downlinked those photos, and there is no missing Velcro. It's still in very good shape. All looks good. The steps say 7 pieces of Velcro, but there's actually 8 pieces of Velcro.
Okay, copy. A little bonus Velcro. Everything looks good, and activity is completed.
Stay firm. Thank you. Houston Station on 2 for SSC-21.
Houston, with you on 2.
Hey, Michael, I came over here to take another look at what was happening with SSC-21, and it seems like it was just completely off. So I have hit the power button again, and it seems to be booting up. It had the getting devices ready, and now it's the now I've reached the login screen. So let me know if you guys want me to do anything else, and I'm assuming I should just label this new shell SSC-21.
That's a great plan. You can label it SSC-21, and then no further actions for you.
Okay, copy. And then just to confirm, we did abort all of those regen recycle tank activities, including the last two activities on my timeline, the process and the UTS offload, correct?
Jessica, that's a good read. We're going to abort all of those. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Based on the fact we didn't get the drain today, we'll have to do a backup database swap. We're trying to do that as late in the day as possible to use up all the capacity, but we'll be asking you to do that here a little bit before DPC.
Okay, no worries, and we can also wait until, you know, before we go to bed as well. Not a big deal to delay it further if you think that that is more efficient. Let me know if you guys have anything else to address today that's high priority. Otherwise, I'll do some EVA studying.
Okay, go for EVA studying.
All right, feel free to call if anything else comes up.
Station Houston on 2, I've got some good news for Ops Products.
Station Houston 2, go ahead, I have passed the message.
Hey Sophie, just wanted to let the team know that we have Ops Products restored. If you see any issues, you let us know.
Okay, that's great news. Yeah, it seems to work on our end. Maybe it didn't test the full functionality, but yeah, we'll let you know. Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and backup database swap.
Right on 2.
All right, Jessica, we are ready for you to do the backup database swap. I've got some stowage and procedure information when you're ready to copy.
All right, stand by 1. I'll be right back. All right, Michael, I'm ready to copy.
Okay, procedure is going to be equals 2.900. This is an XTP. It's Yetive changeout for UTS dash backup Yetive swap.
All right, copy, 2.900.
Okay, and then you're going to be installing a empty Yetive from the Node 3 port endcone. That can be found in a 6.0 CTB serial number 5042. You get your pick of 3 Yetives. It can be either 1460, 1514, or 1516, whichever you find first, and just let us know the number. And then last stowage information is the removed Yetive will go back into that CTB. All the other stowage information is found.
See, or do we need to do it right now?
Okay, Jessica, and I walked myself.
Station Houston on Spaceground 2 for ComCheck.
Hey, Charlie, how are
you? Got you loud and clear. Looks like the same servers that got hung up had to be cycled as on the previous pass, so we'll be looking into that and preparing for the future.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Station on 2 for Unity Base Lab.
Houston's here.
Just double checking, I know you said we were go, but that also means the 3.1 MCC go, correct?
That's affirmative, the 3.1 MCC go is go.
Hey, and we've selected lucky number 1516.
1516.
Houston, station on 2, you're in transfer compressor hose is connected to Padacha Davlenia and backup Yedeve. Task complete.
Copy, thanks for the report, have a good night.
Houston, I mean, just kidding, Munich, station on 2.
Munich is with you on 2.
Yeah, just one comment on the Relax Pro watch. It seems to be in a slightly different state. You know, I know that Enel did all the reset, so I would have expected it to be in the default. But right now, it has like an hourly alert that vibrates on every hour. I think I may have been able to just turn it off. We were looking through, and I saw like I disabled all the notifications and alerts, so hopefully that will disable it. But it also seems to be connecting somehow to other things on my iPad, because I had a notification about my AirPods being charged on the smartwatch, which, of course, are connected to my iPad. So I'm assuming that's the only way that it would be communicating with it. But I thought that we weren't supposed to be seeing that kind of stuff.
Okay. I copy all. I unfortunately do not have the expert on console at the moment. I will try to get an answer and if there is any action to let you know as quick as possible. Otherwise, we'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah, sure, no problem. I'll double-check the alerts, and hopefully it will be fine. Thanks so much.
Thanks to you for letting us know. Have a good night.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew and quick help with an Arcturus standbox.
What do you have, Chief?
Sorry to bug you during pre-sleep. We are continuing to work through Hypervisor 2 recovery. We mostly have our Arcturus back up, but Dan 05 is not cooperating. It's located at Node 3, forward deck 5, serial number 1025. We're just looking for a hard power cycle on that box.
Hey, step 5. If you had Node 3, deck 5, can you give me that serial number again?
1025.
All right, I got Adley, Fendi PC, serial number 1025, and I will hard power cycle.
Thank you. We appreciate the help.
Houston, infiltrate power cycle is complete. Kind of an interesting series of lights. The blue power light came back on right away, and Ethernet 2 JSL, those lights came on right away. About 30 seconds later, the hard drive light, I assume it's a hard drive light, it's got a little cylinder symbol next to it, was flashing red at 1 hertz for about 10 or 15 seconds. The Ethernet 2 UTS came on, and then as soon as the hard disk light started flashing red, those lights went out. And now it's in a stable config. The Ethernet 2 JSL, the Ethernet 2 UTS are all lit up normally, and the blue power light is